Good morning, Gary. Hi, Robert.
Yes.
Hi, Robert. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to
hear
it.
Can I put you on hold 1 second? That's one of my employees. Hang on 1 second.
Absolutely. Take your time. I'm here. Yep, I'm still here, Robert. Absolutely. Thank you so much for getting back to me. I'm just looking over everything here. Okay. All right. Have you ever considered putting healthy home professionals on the first page of Google before?
Not paid for, no.
Okay.
I mean, it's organically on the first page most of the time.
Okay, I don't see your primary keyword search term phrase included. Who built the website?
A company called Townsquare Interactive.
Okay. Are you still with them?
Yes.
Okay. And are they running the Google local listing for you? Are they running any Facebook ads, anything like that?
They're not running any ads for me. They just do Google optimization.
Okay. The Google local map, then, is what they're running for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in switching?
I mean, I'm always open to listen.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're a completely different company. We're a Google Premier partner, mm-hmm. so we offer different things. Mm-hmm. When I do air duct cleaning, I do see that you're coming up there in your area. Let me see here. You're in third position there, and then the dryer vent. You're also doing crawl space and air sampling?
Yes. We do crawl space encapsulation, vapor barrier. We do air sampling as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's pretty awesome. So you're doing the dryer vent cleaning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not showing you coming up for that keyword, but you are coming up for the air duct cleaning, absolutely. So what you're looking at is a flat monthly investment rate of $199 a month, month to month, no contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what now, do you do for that? Like, what am I getting for that?
Well, that program doesn't include any ads. If you want a program that includes ads, we do have different packages. But with this one, Robert, this is going to include a full optimization for all keywords, first page placement for all of them within the first 30 to 45 days. I'm not sure. How long have you been with Townsquare?
I was with them for a year and a half, and I left for about a year, and now I'm back.
Okay, and how much are you currently paying
them? I don't pay them much at all. I think I pay them like $30 a month. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's quite different. You're probably not even paying for all of those. It's probably what it is you're probably paying just for them to keep the website hosted and linked to the Google listing. They're not even providing programming on the Google listing itself. You have 33 reviews in your area. It's fantastic. So that's got you coming up for your primary search phrase, but they're not doing any type of weekly post or anything like that to continue to boost the healthy home professionals. Again,
yeah, they're not doing any of that.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting exactly what you pay for with that, which, I mean, we have a $30 package that's for hosting only, but we don't offer that to clients. It's obviously going to be like a downgraded thing for somebody who's already ranking or just doesn't see the value in sticking the program out any longer. But what this is going to do is go ahead, and this is going to align you menu up, and it's going to include full programming for the top 60 directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HopFrog, Kudzu. It's going to take the Google Business Profile, and it's going to include all the bells and whistles there to ensure that it has first page placement for all keyword services. It will include mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, as well as voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. It includes programming for the We also give you a downloadable app to be able to track all the physical phone calls and things like that coming in as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you host the site as well?
Oh, yes. We can host the site. We can actually include and build a full site. It just depends on what the needs of the business are.
Okay, because, like, the site I have now, mm-hmm. I don't own that site. I do own the domain.
Mm-hmm.
Domain, hhpalabama.com, that is mine. I own it. I control it. It's mm-hmm. in my GoDaddy account.
Beautiful.
Now, I don't own that website. I have.
But you don't own the content. Right. Mm-hmm.
No. Now, the pictures on there, yes, those are mine. The wording,
right.
That's just, you know. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I did that. Like, I built a site myself through GoDaddy,
mm-hmm.
and I said, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing like what I designed, and they're supposedly working on that. Because what happened is I canceled them, and because I was paying them, I want to say at one point I was paying them around $600 a month, six something.
Huh.
But that was for Facebook ads. That was for whatever you could call it. When somebody Googles it and you come up, you follow them for, like, in their feed for, like, 30 days.
Retargeting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, retargeting, it was that. And so I canceled it because I just felt like that was entirely too much money for what I was getting.
Yeah.
So they called me back and they were like, well, we want to get you back. And they said, you know, we can do it for $30 a month.
Hmm.
And we'll use your existing site. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, well, I want to redesign that site because there's a lot of mm-hmm. stuff on there I don't care to
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, yeah, we can do that. And they're still in the process. I've just been back with them 5 weeks. That's how long I've been back
with
them.
That site should be done. So when you sign up with LocalSplash, the site's done within the first 3 to 5 days. And you get that sent out to you for review, and then we make any changes and adjustments beyond that for you. The $600 for the Facebook ads, that's a lot.
Yeah, and that's why I dropped them, because the posts that they were making were just not even relevant. Like,
right.
they were stupid, to be honest
right.
with you.
So
why I canceled it.
Right. So what I can do for you is, if you like that, because automatic retargeting is included with each platform and each package that's here. So what I can tell you with this, if you are willing to give us a shot to let us earn your business, is we could do the local only program at the $199 a month. It will include the custom website design and all those things that you're looking for. And it'll be up and running a whole lot faster. Or we have a package that's for $249 a month, and it's only $50 more. And what that package includes is $100 worth of Facebook ads automatically with it. And the cool thing about it is because we're a Meta partner, I'm not sure. I mean, anybody can sell Facebook ads, but not everybody is a direct partner to Meta. But since we are, we get our Facebook ad clicks at between 5 and 50 cents per click. So you get a lot of bang for your buck. And downgrading on something like that isn't as severe, because they basically took you from being, you know, whatever it is that they were doing for you, to absolutely only hosting the website. And that gives me, I mean, that kind of like tells me exactly what they're doing, why they haven't rebuilt the site. They're just kind of dragging their feet on that. 5 weeks is a lot.
Well, yeah, and I told her, because what I did when I re-signed up, I said, look, this is things I won't call a block. And so what I did is I just went on GoDaddy, because I'm an IT guy. My background, I graduated college with an IT degree. I just can't make
Beautiful.
Enough money to survive on that.
Right.
So I know how to design mm-hmm. websites. And GoDaddy's just a drag and drop, click and point type situation.
So mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
created a website and I sent it to her and I said, look, this is exactly what I want. I want my website to look like this. And mm-hmm. it's been 4 weeks and they still haven't done it. It's still, actually I told her last week, I said, this looks like crap because mm-hmm. they halfway changed it mm-hmm. and it just looks like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I need something, I need better
functional.
Than this. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they haven't gotten it done yet. And, you know, and I was going to reach out to them and say, look, you know, we got to fix this problem. But
mm-hmm.
I haven't called them yet just because I haven't had time, you know. And like
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I'm interested in changing companies if I can get a good product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been with two or three. I've been with Thrive. I've been with Engage.
Okay.
I've been with mm-hmm. The last one I was with was Engage. I've been with Townsquare.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back with Townsquare because Engage was just doing nothing. Like
mm-hmm.
they were charging me $100 a month and I was getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, you know, when I spend money, I expect results.
Mm-hmm.
That's just whatever I spend on advertising, I expect 10 times that in business. I mean, that's just,
yes, and
that's
well,
what
you
I
should.
Expect.
That's our rule. That's our rule. In the first 30 to 45 days, we go with the 1% rule. So a minimum of 1% of the searches that come through as actual phone calls in the first 30 to 45 days. After that, it lifts off. So the difference between like us and those other companies you mentioned, because they may be Google partners, but they are not Google Premier partners. So that does basically what that says is that our company pays top price directly to Google to partner with them for all of the different types of campaigns. So we have access to Google algorithms, keyword coverage, different databases, things like that in order to ensure proper placement for our clients. That's why we can promise less than half the time to produce these sorts of things. If you allow us to run the campaign that includes the Facebook ads with it, Robert, what that's going to do is produce those ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. And again, the website will be completely up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. And the cool thing about it is you have the ability to go in and make change and adjustment on behalf of the account yourself if you choose to. If it's just flat out that you don't have the time and you send us over an example like that, you know, like this is what I'm looking for. This is pretty much exactly what I want. I mean, you're giving it to us cookie cutter style. It shouldn't be a puzzle if there's only one piece. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You're basically, like, taking all the guesswork out of it. You're not hard to work with. You're easy to understand. And you're like, hey, listen, this is what I want. You know? Like, I don't see why it's so hard to produce the type of result that you're looking for, other than you're only paying them $30 and that you're getting what you pay for. That's what they get for $30.
Right. Right, and you know, and I figured that, you know, like, no, we'll do everything, and I figured that's what I was going to end up getting, and it's looking like that's what I'm getting. I mean, I still get submissions from my website, obviously.
Right.
I mean, in this area, I may not be listed on first page of Google, but I've got a business reputation here, and I've got referral
of
business.
Of course.
I do a ton of business every month. But
of course you do.
I just, as far as the internet part of it, I need a company that's going to do something for me, and I've tried several, and, you know, I'm just discouraged with the whole thing because I've never found one that was worth having.
Right. I understand. I understand completely, and what I would challenge you with is this, Robert, is you've never spoken with me, you've never dealt with Local Splash, you've tried and true a few things, you know, and it hasn't worked out. You found pieces that have worked, but you haven't found a solid company that has worked indefinitely towards what it is that you're specifically looking for as a proper representation of the business. So the way that I would kind of challenge you is like this, like, are you married?
Not now, I was. I just
okay.
had a divorce last year.
Okay.
I'm single, yeah.
You're single. So I'm sure that you haven't given up on love indefinitely. You haven't given up women totally and entirely, right? You haven't become a monk. Like, you're
still...
Oh,
absolutely not.
Okay. So, I mean, just because it took you a little... I mean, you had your princess for a little bit, but, you know, you're not going to totally give up. It's something that you have to continue to try, right? And a heartbreak probably cost you a ton more than anything like this does. I can guarantee a divorce did, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the reason that I say that is not to bring up bad memory, but to tell you that you, all I'm asking for is 1% of your trust, Robert, and I'm willing to earn the other 99. It's monthly.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, like I say, I'm willing to listen and give it a try. What is it going to cost me to do?
It's your choice which package you want to go with. So the package, and I suggest the $249 only because it gets the Facebook ads up and running faster. We're not asking for no $600. That's a crazy amount of Facebook ads without having it proven first. So you have the program that includes the Facebook ads, the Google local listing, the website creation and completion. It also includes all of the 60-plus premium directories. It includes all the programming for the mobile platform, downloadable app with trackable phone calls. It also includes the client dashboard that allows you to log on and track the success of the entire package. Okay, that's package one. The other package is going to be the smaller package that includes also all of those things minus the Facebook ads. And that's at $199 a month. So for a $50 difference, you're getting $100 worth of Facebook ads. And how we figure that cost is, as we go ahead and lower the monthly subscription for the local program in order to give you the full bang for your buck with that.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to kind of research your company a little bit before I commit to anything, just because that's what I always do.
Sure.
What is the name of your company?
We are Local Splash, like your local newspaper, Splash of Water, localsplash.com. We're located in Fountain Valley, California, about 15 minutes from Disneyland. Are you familiar?
Okay. I've been to California, but on business, so I don't really know. I mean, I know where Disneyland is, yes, but I'm not.
I was born in Alabama. I was born in Mobile.
Oh, really? I live in Birmingham, so.
Yeah. So, I have an email address here of service at hhpalalabama. Is that what that is? palabama.com?
hhpalabama, yeah. hhpalabama.
Is that the best phone, the best email address to service at?
Actually, just send it to Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at hhpalabama.com.
Okay.
That goes, they both come to me, but that's the one, Robert, that's my personal business email.
Okay, beautiful. And on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your interest level?
I'd probably say 8, 9.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always looking for a better solution.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, I haven't found one yet that's really given me what I want. I won't say expect, but what I feel it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know the internet. I was a marketing director for two companies,
mm-hmm.
Before I started my business. So I know marketing and I've done social media. I've done all that, you know, and I'm a family-owned business. I'm 3 employees, me and 2 of my sons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not a big company, so I don't have a large budget for marketing, just because I don't. And that's why I'm looking for something that really I want to stay around that 200
mm-hmm.
and under mark.
Right.
For marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that's just what I've got budgeted for it.
Right. Okay. What type of licensing do you have within the business?
What we do doesn't require any licensing like through the state.
Mm-hmm.
We do have insurance. I mean, we carry general liability and all that stuff. But as far
mm-hmm.
as a specific license for duct cleaning and all that, we don't carry that.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have one for duct cleaning, but I have a letter, exemption letter from the state for duct cleaning. And I got it when I started the business. But as far as licensing, we don't have any. Because you don't have to be for what we do in the state.
There's some type of licensing. So it must be for the HVAC. Okay, I see. So there's
it is,
a different.
It's for the HVAC.
Mm-hmm. And do you have that?
No. I've got an exemption letter that says I don't have to have that.
And why is that?
Because I went to the state board and explained to them why that's a stupid rule. I'm just going to be real with you. I went to their meeting and I said, because I don't do HVAC work.
Right.
I clean duct work. I don't touch anything to do with the mechanic. All I do is clean it out with vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained to them that that's a stupid rule simply because I don't do what they're saying that you have to have a license to do.
And I understand.
They agreed with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you probably have to have that to be able to market for me.
No, I don't. Probably. I was looking into a different program. For the program that I've given you already, it's not a requirement. I was looking into a different program because, I was actively listening to what you're saying. And what you're saying to me very, 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 very clearly is that you this sounds good. It's going to be okay. You're interested. But you don't have me totally convinced that you're 100% on board and that you're going to give this a shot because you've tried this before. You would like to hear something different than the same old stuff that you've already been told, Robert. I'm just being honest with you about
exactly
what I heard in your tonality. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've heard your same
pitch multiple times from all different people. Yeah, I get it. I understand. That's what you're going to get for an affordable package. There is another package that's available to you, and it's called Google Guaranteed, but it requires that specific licensing that you don't want to have and that you feel it doesn't apply to your business.
I'm going to get that because my son's actually working toward that because we do want to get into the repair, replacement, and installation of HVAC.
Beautiful.
But we don't have it yet. So it's a school process, and he's got to finish the school. It's not that I'm against it. It's just I don't have it.
Right.
And the thing about it is when I started the business,
it didn't apply.
I didn't know. Right, it didn't apply. And then I found out that
in fact,
according to the HVAC Board of Alabama, they say you have to have that number to do this. And so I went to the HVAC Board meeting a month after I started my business and explained to them why that's a stupid rule. And they understood.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I told them, I said, I told them, I said, you're telling me I got to have a license to work on HVAC. I don't work on HVAC. I clean it. So that's like you telling me if I'm going to hire a maid to come to my house and clean my house, then that maid has to have a builder's license for building a home. And I said, if I'm going to go to a detail shop and have somebody clean my car and detail my car from inside out, that's like me telling them they've got to be an ASC certified mechanic to clean my car.
Right.
And she was like, okay, makes sense. She said, so come back to our next meeting and we'll have a decision. So when I went back to the next meeting, she said, here's what we're going to do. She was like, we're not going to change the rule. But what we're going to do is we're going to give you a letter stating that you're allowed to clean ducts and clean ducts only. If you're ever caught working on a unit, dealing with Freon, taking a unit apart, then it's a first time offense fine of $5,000. And you lose your business license for the state of Alabama forever.
Dang.
I said, fine, done.
Right.
And
so they
gave me the letter. I started doing work, and I don't do anything I'm not supposed to do.
Right. You don't play around.
Matter of fact, that lady who told me that has since left the board. As soon as she left the board, she reached out to me. And her and her husband, who's been doing HVAC for 40 years, started a school for people to go to that will qualify them to sit for the state exam without having to go to college. It cost me $3,000 to put my son in it. He's currently in it now.
Beautiful.
Whenever that's done, then we will go sit for the state exam, and I'll have that number. So.
Oh, I love it. How far out is that?
Should be this fall.
Okay.
He's got to go through the 2-week course, and then he's got to wait. No, it'll be before. It'll probably be summer. Because he's got to go through the 2-week course, which he's in now, then he's got to go to a weekend course, and then he's got to wait on the next test.
Okay.
You know, a couple months, two or three months down the road, probably we'll have it.
So Google Guaranteed is guaranteed leads that come directly from the first page of Google. There is a vetting process, and there's like a whole host of things that are included with it. But basically, if you've tried anything, which it shows me you did try Angie's, but if you've tried any other type of pay per lead where you, A, share the leads, pay for unqualified leads, lead cost fluctuates, all the stuff that you hate about that, has been made right with Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed.
I actually am currently at Angie's lead. I pay for leads from Angie right now just because when I was with Angie, I was on the ad side. I wasn't on the lead side. So they were just advertising me within their network. I didn't pay for leads. I paid them $300 a month, and they marketed my company for me throughout their platform. Well, I canceled that. Because when they merged with HomeAdvisor, it was a disaster. And so I was getting leads that had already been done. I was getting leads that I never submitted anything. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when they sent my profile to a lady that lives literally 5 miles from me and told her that my company would be at her house on a Sunday, which I don't work on Sundays. And she calls me on Sunday afternoon talking about, where are you? I said, I don't know who you are. I don't have you in my schedule, and we don't work on Sundays. So if I got right here in front of Angie that sent me your information and said you would be coming. So I went to her house, and I looked at the emails, and they clearly misled her, told her it was my five-star rated company that was coming to her house and gave it to some jackleg from HomeAdvisor that didn't show up. And so I called them and had a long, extensive conversation with them and ended up canceling my service. And then I got on Angie's leads less than a month ago. And only reason why I did it is because I saw the benefit of being listed in their network. And I didn't want to pay for the ad side again because that was a disaster. I'm trying the leads, and I'm actually – I was just having a discussion with my son, who's my business partner today. And I've told him we're fixing to drop that because you're right. The lead price variates. Depending on how it comes in, it costs me more than a normal lead. And I mean, I've got a 90-something% close rate on every lead they send in, but cost versus what I'm making, and the lead cost is not, my profit margin is below where it's supposed to be. So I told him, I called him yesterday, and I said, look, this is not working. I said, this is what I charge for the service you're sending me. This is what you're charging me. This is travel time. This is labor. You know, I'm not making enough profit. I'm going to have to do something different.
How much are the leads approximately?
They're just sending me leads for dryer vent cleaning.
But approximately how much are they?
They are ranging from $20 to $27 so far. And that service in Alabama, I'm on the high end of what people charge for that service. People charge on average of 100 to 180, which is where I'm at. I'm at 170 for that service in Birmingham. So I'm on the high end of that service. But, you know, that's what I charge because of my professionalism, my knowledge. I've been in this industry for over 15 years. I know what
I'm talking
about. You
don't have to sell me on why you deserve top dollar.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%. Like I said, my service isn't the cheapest, but you're getting a good quality. Yeah. So I mean, you're preaching to the choir here, brother. Like 100%. You know,
and that's what I told him. You know, she said, well, maybe you should look at raising your prices. I said, well, I'm already on the top end of the scale. And so then she tried to sell me on Angie Services, and that's a no go. Because, I mean, that's just where they schedule work for you. You don't dictate price. You don't dictate schedule.
No, thank you.
I don't work for somebody else. I work
for myself. If you wanted to work for somebody else, you'd have stayed where you was at. You know what I mean? All them years ago. So the thing about Google Guaranteed is this is a completely different service than anything you've ever experienced. There is a vetting process. There is an application fee that would go for you and your son or whoever the licensing is held in and the insurance is held on. Okay? It's a one-time $250 application fee. It's non-refundable once your Google Guarantee approved, which it's not done like Angie's at all. Like Angie's, you can get approved overnight through their process, and then you're up and running through their ads. But what they're doing that they're not telling you, Robert, is brilliant for their company. I mean, you're obviously a pretty savvy guy. They're purchasing Google ad spend in the Google ad campaign for their company directly from Google. They're some of Google's biggest clients. So they're capturing the leads and then reselling them to you and five or six of your competitors. What Google Guarantee does is it trumps all other pay-per-lead services because those type of pay-per-lead services aren't even allowed in the Google Guaranteed section on Google. They're not allowed in the local mapping section. We're a Google Premier partner. We service all these different categories. Every Google product that you can imagine, we have the chance to sell it, and we have the chance to sell it at a better rate than our competitors because of our Premier partnership. Specifically, what the Premier partnership means is that we spend between $3 and $5 million in ad spend every single month on behalf of our clients. Okay? So of course, we get preferred treatment from Google because we're spending a bucket of money. You know what I mean? And well, we should, because we're spending a bucket of money. We're absolutely earning that position within Google. So that gives us advantages over our competitors, up to and including keyword coverage, databases, things like that. But the reason that I say that is to tell you this, that when you're listed as a Google Guaranteed Partner, Google is backing your company with additional insurance on top of everything that your insurance already covers you for. So if you specifically only want dryer and duct cleaning, air duct and dryer vent cleaning, we can bring you that, but it does require that HVAC licensing because the requirements that are needed for Google Guarantee background check and approval are different than what the state requires. Okay, because Google is advertising your company as a top recommended option. They're saying, hey, this company right here, this is A1. We are promoting these guys, and we back these guys. In fact, if that customer comes back and complains about you, for the lifetime of the warranty of the job, so the lifetime of that job, they're going to pay out on that. Up to $2,000 worth of additional insurance. So when they do their background check, yes, they may require different things that the state of Alabama does not require or has made exemption on for you in this very special case, which makes 100% sense. It's not crazy to me. It's not lost on me. It makes a ton of sense, everything that you said about that. But you also have the ability to be very specific with the type of leads. So if you want all of HVAC, or if you only want dryer, vent, and duct cleaning, if you want the repairs, the services, AC maintenance, or you could do installs, you get to be very specific with the type of services that you're showing up for. So if you get a call from Google Guarantee that is for a service that you do not provide and it is not listed on your profile, you're literally not charged for that lead. If you get a call outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your profile that you're not servicing that county or that area and you decline the job, you are not charged for that lead. You are not charged for gobbledygook and looky-loos. You're only charged for quality leads. So what Google considers a quality lead is if you set estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare, okay, or if you set appointment with the client to go out and give estimate verbally. Those are the two situations, physically, I mean, those are the two situations that Google considers that a qualified lead. And how they ensure this is because you're assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number. So as opposed to any other type of paper lead service you've experienced where they hand you a phone number and say, here you go, Robert, best of luck to you, and it's sent out to multiple competitors, everybody's kind of elbowing their way to the top to try to get that lead. These clients have gone to Google, they've vetted you for themselves, they've looked at your Google Guarantee provider, and they have selected to call you directly of their own accord, not the other way around. Okay? So when they click that Google call tracking phone number, that call begins to record. You know that it's a Google Guarantee call coming in because it's assigned on your caller ID. When it comes in, and you know you're dealing with a Google Guarantee client. So that call is recorded for authenticity purposes to protect you, Of course, because you've had enough bad experience. So Google has created this specific pay-per-lead services for the elite providers like yourself. Okay? But again, mm-hmm. you're going to only qualify for that once you have that specific licensing in hand. Okay? In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
what we can do is we can start one of those other two programs that I talked with you about and get that generating, because I think ultimately you're looking for a better qualified product. I think that Google Guarantee would be it, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not no $200 a month. The $250 application fee is upfront, non-refundable. Your leads are locked in at $34.37, and Google requires a minimum monthly budget of $452 for 13 Google Guaranteed leads in a month. So it is different than anything else you've experienced, and it is a little bit higher than what you were paying. But I believe that if you saw how well it was working, you would agree that it could well be worth that, right?
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Because it's at that point, it's not just going to be the dryer duct and vent cleaning, air duct and vent cleaning. It's going to be for the other services. So 34 a lead on a service call to an AC, that's completely different.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because now we're talking bigger things.
Right. Let me read over what you sent me and think on it for a day. And if you can call me back tomorrow, you know, we might can move on the lower, you know, the $200 or $250 package you had discussed.
Okay. And begin building
that up.
And
see where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm going to send, yeah. I sent that over already. It's in your inbox. And it's sent over from Amy Nelson at localsplash.com. It's labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. I'm also going to send over the secondary email just for you to review and get comfortable with. It's going to be labeled Google Guarantee. So I want you to know ultimately that I want to earn your business to the point that you want to try Google Guaranteed once you have the licensing, because I'm going to tell you, Robert, as far as I'm concerned, Google Guarantee is hands down the very best product that Google has to offer. It is like the cure to cancer in my eyes, mm-hmm. because I've seen such great results.
Right. So if I were to do the Google Guarantee thing on something that doesn't require license, for example, if we just did, see, I own another company too.
Okay. What category?
I own a company called Birmingham Dryer Vent. We strictly deal with dryer vents. We do cleaning, mm-hmm. Repair, relocation, installation, and inspection. Mm-hmm. So I could theoretically, you know, set up this advertising through either company. Healthy Home is just the company I started 4.5 years ago. I recently started Birmingham Dryer Vent. It doesn't even have a website yet. It has a Google page.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but I don't have a website. I have a domain name.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't attached the website to it yet. It has a separate phone number from Healthy Home,
okay.
Which comes straight to my phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that would be something that, you know, I might be interested in building that company, because I've got this company
mm-hmm.
pretty well off. I mean, we're pretty good as far as getting
it. It's not in a bad spot at all.
Right. I may consider moving forward, even with your main package, the package you talked about, the $199 or $250, just
mm-hmm.
setting that up for Birmingham Dryer Vents, because here's the deal with it. You know, if I set it up for Birmingham Dryer Vents, Birmingham Dryer Vents is not even known. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you Google dryer vent cleaning in Birmingham, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be on about the fifth or sixth page.
Yeah,
like
I can't even find your Google list. I looked at Birmingham dryer vents right now, and I can't even, I'm not, and it's in Birmingham primary?
Yeah, it's Birmingham.
Alabama.
Actually, it may be listed as Trussville. Which is actually where I live. So if you Google Trussville, you might. It's
mm-hmm.
it's there somewhere. It's hard to find because I've done the searches. I'm with incognito mode. So
yeah. So you know what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's not
if I did it with Birmingham Dryer Vents, it would be mm-hmm. that would show me exactly what you guys do, because
yes.
you're going to start with a company that's not even known.
Exactly.
It's a brand new company.
Yes.
And then see what you guys could do with that as far as getting me to where I want to be. Because the reason why I started Birmingham Dryer Vents, two reasons. One reason is because I wanted a company specifically dealing with dryer vents, and that's it. Second reason is I want to be the first person called in Birmingham for dryer vents, and I'm not. There's a guy above me, if you Google dryer vent Birmingham, probably the first one you're going to see is Kirby Dryer Vents. That is, which you're searching from California, so it may be a little different from you.
Well, it should. It gives me a clean search. So it gives me a clean search because I'm searching from California. So when I do the search dryer vents in Birmingham, Alabama, I see Kirby Dryer Vents Cleaning, I see Service Care Incorporated, then I see Healthy Home Professional.
Right. Kirby Dryer Vent is a kid that I know. He's a friend of my son's. He found out what we do and started his own business doing dryer vents. He actually worked for me for a summer. And took that information that he learned from me and started cleaning dryer vents, which is fine. I'm good with that. I'm all for entrepreneurialism or whatever you want to call it. And I told the kid, you know, great, dude. Just know that you know, I'm there. And the thing about it is with him, he does no installation, no relocation, no repair, no none of that. He strictly goes in and cleans. Now, I will tell you this. If he goes to a house and there's any type of issue with that other than him just running a brush through that thing, he tells him he can't do it and tells him to call me. So I'm working both sides of the fence on that. Because, you know, I could tell this kid how to do this stuff, but I'm not going to do it because he's a competition.
Exactly.
And everyone he sends me, it's $10 in his pocket.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
And on top of that, he charges them a lot of the times. He'll charge them an inspection fee of, I think, $45 or $65.
Nothing so crazy, but enough to get his money's worth.
And then he'll get $10 for me, and then I'll go clean the dryer vent or do the repair. And because the dryer vent repair for me, a minimum is $300. I'm not charging less than $300 to repair anything. So anyway, so that may be what I do. I may get together with you guys because I already own the domain for it.
Yes.
I think it's birminghamdryervent.com, I think. I don't remember. Because I was leaning toward, I was giving Town Square an opportunity to do something with Healthy Home, and then I was going to start a campaign with them or the other. But what I may do is for now just start it. Because the dryer vent cleaning, you don't have to have any kind of license at all in the state of Alabama to do that. I know that for a fact. So we could do whatever we wanted to marketing-wise with that.
Right.
And there's no requirement. I mean, I don't have general liability on that company right now. I just work it under my Healthy Home. But I plan on getting it once
even
I start growing that
DBA. Yeah, even if you have the DBA, that's fine. For the Google Guaranteed, though, if that's what you're thinking, if that's the way that you're thinking about going, it's still going to require that HVAC license.
Yeah, they're going to require that for duct cleaning?
Yes, they are. All so when I've done the look, I've done the search here, repairing, cleaning, and installing ducts and vents is all under the HVAC.
Well, you don't have to have that in the state of Alabama. That's not a law here. I can guarantee
I understand. No. And I understand. And that's why I was trying to explain to you earlier. I understand that you are going by all the laws of what has been indicated to you as what's proper within the state of Alabama. But because Google is advertising your company, they do have different requirements.
Right. So, but we could still do the Google Guarantee through.
Correct. We could still do the basic program. We could still do the Facebook ad program, which is the platinum package. We can run Google ads for it. We could do a number of other things for that. And I will be working on a workaround in the meantime with our Google Guaranteed team, because again, I still believe that it's the cure for cancer and the very best product that Google has to offer. So if there's a way for me to work it around and tell you, hey, I just need this or I just need that, and you take care of that without having that HVAC license, then I mean we're working. You know what I mean? It's working for you, because I still believe it's the very best product that we have.
And I'll tell you too, you know, even with Town Square, I mean Town Square is one of the largest online marketing companies in the country. Trust me, I research everything that I get, and I will be researching your company tonight. I'm going to tell you that.
Sure.
So you know, the first guy that signed me up, John Square, he sold me a bill of goods. He told me all these things and then ended up, you know, 70% of it was not even, he didn't even do it. And, you know, he hooked me for the Facebook stuff and all that and the retargeting and, search engine optimization and, you know, and, so I started out by paying him this exorbitant amount of money. And in the beginning, I'm going to be honest with you, it was great. I was getting 15 to 20 leads a month. But then it just dropped off to like two. And I called him and I was like, hey, what's the deal? Like, you know, he was like, well, you know, we optimize your page every day. And the biggest thing with those guys is I had no way to look at the traffic to my website. The only thing they would send me was this report at the end of the month. And they didn't know this, but it was simply what I could go to Google and get myself. And
right.
So I called him. I said, look, man, I said, this is all you're giving to me is what I can just go to Google and find out about my company.
From your Google business profile. Yes. Google, I have a side business. I do jam and jellies on the side. And Google sends me a report every single month of the traffic that's come to my Google business profile and all of that. As far as having tracking to the website itself, we have that along with the Facebook analytics as well. So we take the Google analytics and we put them on steroids because we know that it is important for all of that stuff to make sense for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me talk with my sons because they're both 10% owners of Healthy Home Professionals and they're 1/3 owners of Birmingham Dry Events. So let me talk with them and explain to them what we've talked about and everything.
Okay.
And if you'll give me a call back tomorrow, so you're in California, so what's it, about 2 o'clock out there now or something?
It's 2:30.
Yeah.
2:28.
So I'm Central Time. We're
yeah,
what,
you're 4:28. You're 4:28.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. So, give me a call about this time. Give me till about 3:30 because I generally pick my kid up from school.
Okay.
And then after that, give me a call and I'll let you know what we decided, if we're going to, you know, move forward with it right now or what we're going to do.
Okay. All right. I look forward to talking with you then and I thank you so much for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.